We are on. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide his word in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all you've done for us. I pray now that we'll get something out of this devotional today that we can use in our own lives. And give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, you may be seated. Today we're going to be looking at a woman by the name of Mary Magdalene. Do any of you know who Mary Magdalene was? No. You're thinking the sister of Lazarus, that Mary. No, that wasn't her. Now, in the Old Testament, or in the New Testament, there was a lot of people during this time period that was named Mary. It's kind of like John or George or, you know, just a common name of that time period. You know, you think of Mary, the mother of Jesus. You think of Mary, the mother or the sister of Lazarus, and so on. And there's a lot of Marys that were named during that time period. But I want to look today at a lady by the name of Mary Magdalene and what she did and what she received for what she did. And I think we can get something out of today's devotional that we can use in our own lives as we go through life. The first thing was this. Mary was lost. Mary was lost. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 2, it says, a certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. Now, Mary was demon-possessed. She was under the direct control of Satan. She did not know, we don't know who these demons were or what they were or anything else. However, we do know that she was possessed by seven demons, and she had seven devils in her. Now, you know, many people have speculated that she may have been a harlot. She may have been a prostitute, and these demons kept her in bondage. However, there's no scriptural historical evidence of this. We do know that she was possessed by seven spirits, which were not of the Holy Spirit. She was in a lost condition with no hope of eternal life. She was lost in her sins, and there was no way that she could ever save herself. The second thing is this. She found the Lord. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 2, it says, a certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene. Now, we do not know when Mary first met the Lord, or if she was alone when she when Jesus cast out these devils. However, we do know that there were seven spirits that were cast out of her, and she found the Lord. It's amazing of how when we find the Lord, things change in our lives. You know, I don't think that Mary would have come close to the Lord before she had found him. She may have just went along living her life like everybody else did. But Jesus said that he came to seek and to save those that were lost. And Mary was lost. We need to understand that she had no hope of heaven until she met the Lord. She gave of her substance. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 3, it says, and Joanna, the wife of Chima, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. All these women who followed the Lord gave of what they had to help further the gospel message. There were many women who came to know the Lord and gave of what they had of food and clothes and monetary things to help the Lord in his ministry. The word substance means something one's possesses or has in their possession. These things which Mary gave were things that she had with her, and she did not go back home after them. She had brought them along with her. and she gave of what she had. The early believers took to heart the things that the Lord said. In Matthew 6:25, it says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. It is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment." Mary knew if she could give of what she had, that the Lord would bless her for the efforts that she had. You know, it's amazing how we cannot outgive God. You know, we can't outgive God. We can give of our time, we can give of our talents, we can give of our treasures, but we can never outgive God. The more we give him, the more he's going to give back. And we need to understand that. And Mary learned this lesson. She learned that the more that she gave to the Lord, the more that she got in return. You know, Mary had been had seen the miracles that Jesus had done by not only casting out devils in her life, but the many others that she had seen healed and raised from the dead. She knew that she would be taken care of if she was only faithful to give of what she had to the Lord. You know, Mary did not have to give Jesus anything. She didn't have to give anything to him because Jesus could take care of himself. But she wanted to. She wanted to take and give of what she had so that she could show her appreciation to the Lord saving her soul. But then she stayed true to the end. Mary stayed true all the way to the end. In John chapter 19, verse 25, it says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene." In Matthew 27, 61, it says, "And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulcher." You know, Mary was true to the end. Mary knew that Jesus was the Lord, but they had thought that he was still in the grave. They thought that he had died and that he was buried and that he was still in the grave on the third day. And Mary was at the cross when Jesus died. She was there the night, the evening that they buried him, and she was at the sepulcher or at his tomb when they put him in the tomb and rolled a stone in front of it. Mary could have been just like everybody else, and she could have followed afar off. However, she was true to the end. She stayed by the side of the Lord, even though he was dying on the cross, and she saw him take his last breath. You know, Mary was not related to Jesus in any way. She was no close relative of the Lord, yet because of all that he had done for her, she stood by his side to the end. You know, what would we have done if you would have been in Mary's place with all the people shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him," leading him up to the hill where he is going to be crucified? Would you have turned and went the other way like so many, or would you have been like Mary and stayed by him stayed with him all along? You know, think of the disciples. They had been with him for 3 years. 3 years the disciples had been with Jesus, and guess what? They all fled. They all did not stick around for when Jesus died. Mary did not want to leave the Savior's side. She did not want to believe what everybody else was saying, that he would not raise from the dead. She believed that Jesus could do what he said he could. But she was not ashamed also. In Matthew 28:1, it says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher." Mary was not ashamed that the Lord was crucified. She still loved him and was going to do all that she could to make his burial what it should be. You know, there would have been many who would have thought that she was a little bit crazy for doing what she was going to do, going to the grave 3 days after he had already died. He died on Thursday, and she went on on Sunday to the grave, and they were going to anoint the body of Jesus because they didn't feel he had a proper burial. There are many people, though, in the world today who are ashamed of the Lord. You know, they feel that he did not do as the Bible says he did, and that the Bible's not true, that he did not die, was buried, and rose again the third day, according to the scripture. When Mary got to the grave, she expected to see the stone rolled in front of the door and the guards standing watch. She expected to have to try to roll a stone away herself to go inside to anoint the Savior. But what a surprise when she got to the grave and the stone was rolled away and there was an angel sitting on top of the stone saying, "You seek the living among the dead." And she believed then that Jesus had done just exactly as he said he did. But she was rewarded for her faithfulness. Mary was rewarded for her faithfulness. In John chapter 20, verses 14 to 16, it says, "And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, Master." You know, here Mary became the first person to see Jesus after he rose from the dead. She was the first one to witness a living Savior after he had risen from the dead. You know, what a privilege that would have been to have the Lord come to you and talk to you after he'd been dead 3 days and three nights, and you would be the first one that he would have talked to. Here we see a woman who was besides herself, thinking that she was going to go and anoint the body of a dead man, and now all of a sudden there he is standing alive talking to her. You know, now Jesus reveals himself to her and only to her. But we need to realize that he not only talked to her, but she also talked to the other women that were with her. But yet it's amazing to me how he went to Mary first before he went to the disciples, before he went to his mother, before he went to anybody else. He went to Mary first and comforted her. And, you know, as I was thinking about this and why Jesus had revealed himself to Mary, she was the only one who stuck by his side through it all. She was the only person that was there at the cross. She was the only person that was there at the tomb when they buried him, and she was the only one of the only ones that came back to the tomb the third day. And she stuck by his side through the whole thing. And I believe that that's why Jesus showed himself to her first and gave her that. Now Peter, James, and Andrew and the rest ran and hid themselves for fear of the Jews. His mother Mary was taken by John to his house. It was only Mary who stayed at the cross. It was only Mary who went to the grave. It was only Mary who came to the first day of the week back to the grave. You know, now the Lord reveals himself to Mary because she was found faithful in everything that she had did. You know, if we want Jesus to be revealed to us and reveal himself to us, we need to do as Mary was. We need to be faithful to everything God has called us to do. You know, all of you students need to be faithful in your work. You need to be faithful to church. You need to be faithful to Sunday school. You need to be faithful to what God has called you to do. And, you know, Mary did not expect to see the risen Savior. However, he showed himself to her anyway. You know, Mary Magdalene was a woman who was deep in sin, found the Savior, was faithful to the end, and was revealed by being the first to see the risen Savior. You know, all of us need to take a lesson from Mary and be faithful to everything that we've been called to do. And if we are, the Savior is going to reveal himself to us the same way he did to Mary. And we need to understand that. We need to understand that we need to be faithful to what God has called us to do. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. We thank you for this devotional. I just pray now that you'll guide and direct us. Be with us, I pray. Help us get everything done today that we need to get done, that we can get all of our goals done, and that we can get our tests done. And Father, we thank you for the school. We thank you for the teachers. We just pray now that you'll guide and direct us today. Help us, I pray, in all that we do and say. We just love you so much. We thank you for what you've done in this church. We just pray now that you'll guide and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, we got a lot to do today. If you need help with math, science, physical science, chemistry, I'm going to be in the high school room, so see me there. All right, you're dismissed. Thanks, Dana.